So this is episode number 5 of Peace Notes. I'm here with Pastor Steve Cassamy, and his title today was He Knows My Name. Now, there's a big debate in Christianity and for a long time, and it's just spirituality versus religiosity. Many people are identifying themselves as their denomination and not as Christians. That's something you touched on today. Why is that so important?
I think it's important because there are a lot of folk who, when they understand this, their lives are changed. I am a Christian before I am a Seventh-day Adventist. I accept Christ first. Once I accept Christ and I'm baptized into the Adventist Church, but I am a Christian first. And then I become a Seventh-day Adventist. So when it's not bad to say I am a Seventh-day Adventist Christian, but it's better to say I am a Christian who is a Seventh-day Adventist. And when people understand that, I see the smiles on their faces. I see how they respond, knowing that I am a Christian first. Denomination wouldn't save us. We are only going to be saved because of the blood of Jesus Christ. No denomination. When we get to heaven, people from all denominations will be saved. But the thing about them would be that they are Christians first.
Now, one of the things you mentioned today, too, was the fruit of the Spirit. And so oftentimes when people are speaking in church, they say the fruits of the Spirit because there are various components to this fruit. Could you explain, that it's singular and the fact that you mentioned something about pegs and the size of our various fruits?
Certainly. When we understand, this is something else we understand from Galatians 5. But the fruit of the Spirit is, we were talking before about religiosity and spirituality. How do we determine somebody who is religious? The scribes and Pharisees were very religious people. Religiosity can be measured by things we do. Scribes and Pharisees did a lot of stuff. Spirituality can only be measured by the fruit of the Spirit. Paul in Galatians 5 talks about the works of the flesh are, and the fruit of the Spirit is. To say that the fruit of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit is wrong theology and bad English. Fruits must be are. And Paul makes the contrast. The works of the flesh are, the fruit of the Spirit is. So how do we measure fruitage? We measure fruitage, Paul says, by what the text says. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, meekness, faith, temperance, hope. That's the fruit. It's like citrus fruit, orange, a tangerine, grapefruit. You pull the skin back and you have pegs. And if you were to pay attention, citrus fruit that you pull the skin back and you pull out the pegs, there's always one or two pegs that's smaller than the other one. Up to this week, I showed my wife, there was a little tiny one, nice big tangerine, nice pegs, but there were two little ones. And those are the ones that God, when we think about our fruit, my fruit has a couple of small ones like everybody else. I don't think yours doesn't have. All our fruit has one. And one or two or three. Mine has a couple, and I know that the one that is smaller than the others, God is working on me. That's what He does. And that's the small one. That's my patience. I don't have a lot of patience, and so He works on me for that. So you have the fruit of the Spirit is, you have to have the whole fruit. You can't have part of the fruit. The whole fruit, the fruit of the Spirit is, and the works of the flesh are. We don't want to talk about the works of the flesh because they're not good. The works of the flesh are, we want to keep this. But just go to Galatians 5 and you can read what the works of the flesh are. And adultery and fornication and all that type of stuff. And the truth of the matter is, if you have one of the fruit, you have all of the fruit. And if you have one of the works, you have all of the works. So you either have the fruit of the Spirit, which is the tangerine, or the works of the flesh, which you will study for yourself.
Wow, it's so fascinating that you mentioned these fruit, this fruit and how it has these different components, and if you have one, you have all. And how this ties into now the fact that many people believe that once they're a good Christian, and when I say good Christian, they're helping out in church, they're greeting the pastor, they're on time in the Sabbath and stuff like that, but they're not so concerned about how they treat the beggar on the street, which is what the parable was about with Lazarus, correct? Mm-hmm. Could you shed a little bit of light on that?
The rich man's problem was not what he did, but he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything in Lazarus' situation. Lazarus was there begging at his gate. Dogs were licking his sores. He had nothing to eat. And the rich man did nothing. And so we are guilty of doing nothing. And the truth of the matter also is that our righteousness are as filthy rags. We could do nothing to get us to heaven. Nothing that I do, nothing that you do can get you to heaven. The only thing that can get you to heaven is the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's available to all of us. So as we look at this situation, Lazarus and the rich man, finally, you know, what comes around goes around, you know, and it came around from the rich man, and he was all messed up, and Lazarus was in the bosom, as the allegory mentions. That's where most Jews want to be, in Abraham's bosom. And so when the tide turned and Lazarus, and you would also notice that the rich man was not named by Jesus. Lazarus was named by Jesus. In all the parables that you would read, there's only one parable where Jesus named somebody, and that was Lazarus. And I say, praise the Lord. We don't have to buy or sell anything. Once we accept Jesus, he remembers our name. And if, like Lazarus, you don't have a name, he's going to give you a name, and he's going to remember your name. He knows your name, and I say hallelujah to that.
And finally, you said there's one compliment a Christian can receive in this side of life and eternity. What is that compliment?
The best compliment that anybody could receive in this world as you go about your daily duty is for somebody to stop you and say to you, you know, you remind me of Jesus. You remind me of Jesus. Nothing else. You don't remind me of a politician or anybody else or rich and switch people. You just remind me of Jesus, and I just wanted to tell you that. Greatest compliment we can get on this side of eternity.
Thank you, Pastor. And this has been Peace Note Episode 5. He knows my name, and it's so important that God is not just a God who saved the world. He saved us each individually. Just for me, God died just for me. And so it was a wonderful message and a wonderful reminder for us. Stay blessed, everyone.